Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers coming at you from sunny Southern California, where I hesitate to even say that because a lot of folks get really upset when somebody's talking about how beautiful it is down here. And if you've never visited, especially had the opportunity to meet some of the people that you get to talk to on the phone and see Nikan's, don't know if we call it a global headquarters, but it's nothing extravagant, and yet talking about the subject that we're going to unpack today changes, it's completely apropos to where we are. And let me jump right on into things, because it's very fitting. When we look about the changes of our culture, you go back, oh my goodness, I'm thinking 20 years now, 21, as we go into 2020, back in 1999 when Nikan broke ground or moved into, I can't remember the exact date, into the facility on 52 Discovery Lane. This was a 200,000 square foot facility that housed all of the warehousing, the call center, all of the offices needed for product development. Everything was all in one location, and it was ginormous. It was beautiful, used in several movies here in Southern California that were filmed, commercials, everybody, and it was a great bragging right for us to talk about how great this facility was. However, nobody had any anticipation that the change was coming is called the Internet. And what that did for us as consumers and our customers is allowed us to use the Internet and not use a live person to place orders. We used to fax in orders, but that still required a live person to process that. We had the Neat system, which was a touchtone device, or system, I should say, to place orders via the phone by pushing buttons. And while it was great, the Internet changed all that, and in the last 20 years. So today, fast forwarding, I got to meet yesterday with Nancy Casey, and most people don't know who she is unless you've been with Nikan for quite some time. She's been an employee for, like a lot of the employees, been around for quite some time, I'd say a couple decades. I didn't ask her, but I specifically wanted to get together with her. She heads up at, Nikan has two facilities, one, the main office, which is right near John Wayne Airport. Literally, you can walk to it, as I discovered a few weeks ago when I was here. And then the second facility houses the warehousing and the call center. They discovered it. We put it all in one place. And several of you whom I've spoken with have said how wonderful it was when you were able to get an order and then you discovered an oops. And you called Nikan, you got a hold of somebody, one of the wonderful customer service people, and they literally walked right over, found the order, altered it, and it went out that day, or and there's benefits to things being a little bit smaller and more concise. And you can take the narrative, and people do this, and go right to the negative, one of the things, besides being an avid member of the ICANN Attitude group, is we just choose not to. And it's not that we're Pollyannas or that I get accused of being an eternal optimist. It's just making a decision. You know, there's always a positive. And hanging around an 18-year-old and a 9-year-old, like I have for the last few days on a 800-plus-mile road trip, I kept thinking about these two quotes that I put in my email. One was from, that I learned several years ago from Luis Kasuga, Nikan's global president, and that is simply, when change occurs, we have two options, complain or seek understanding. And the other one is that what Rita Han taught me a couple weeks ago, facts will not deter entrenched beliefs. And I believe that's how she shared it. It may have gotten morphed. And I don't know where Rita, and she can at any time hit star 6 and share where she learned it from. But the point is this, that we can get set in our ways and get entrenched beliefs. And then when facts come along, when change occurs, when our culture shifts, and I could pick any topic that's in the news right now, globally or domestically, and say, look, here's the facts. This is where we're at. And change needs to occur to keep things going in the right direction. And that's what Nikan has done. It's a big, big introduction, I apologize, for what we have now. And I want to focus on, there's several we can focus on. But I want to focus on the main one because even yesterday, Nancy Cosman called me before we had the opportunity to meet with Nancy Casey. And one of the things that's unique about not only Nikan Wellness Consultants, those of us who allow Nikan to get into us, the philosophies, the five pillars of wellness, is the employees share that same philosophy, share some of these same entrenched values. I wouldn't call them entrenched beliefs. They are, but they're entrenched values. And watching Nancy Casey interact with our daughters yesterday and engage them, and I'm just going, this is what it's all about. These are the people I want my children to be around. I want to influence and impact my daughters. And Stacy and I've always felt that way. And it was such an amazing experience, just hanging out. So on that note, though, let's get into a topic here. And again, I invite your questions and your comments. Julie Clark called me last Saturday right after the call and said, Vance, I need to understand this fully. And I said, we're going to discuss that next Saturday. When Nikan allows us or changes the point value system on our, the way we get qualified, the way we make rank advancement, the way we qualify for special incentives, whatever the price is that we or our consultants or our customers pay, that is the point volume for it. So in other words, like just happened a few days ago, one of our customers, Steve Schaberly, who I haven't had contact with in, oh my goodness, forever, and I was shocked to see the order go through, when he purchased yet another, he's purchased several of these over the last several years, a MagFlex for $61. That's the customer price. I do not use the word retail anymore. I just say that's the customer price. Much like shopping at Walmart or wherever you shop, there's a customer price. That's what you pay. Okay? It doesn't matter what Walmart acquires that product for or the dollar store acquires that product for. That's the customer price because we are the customer. That's the point volume now associated with it. So it's no longer what the wholesale value was or what we paid. What Steve pays, that's the customer points. And I see that and automatically. So we basically, the bottom line, and this is what Julie and I were talking about last Saturday, one-on-one. Nancy Cosman and I were talking about it yesterday, and it came up in my conversation with Nancy Fahey yesterday, is that that's the point volume. So basically, if you look at it from a different perspective, we received a 25 or 20%, however you crunch the numbers on the calculator, we received a raise in the way we hit our volumes. And as Nancy pointed out to me yesterday and asking the question, this is Nancy Cosman, and here's a gal who, by the way, Nancy, I'm going to put you on the spot, not today, but in a couple of weeks, I'd like you to share your story, your journey. 24 years being in Nikan and advanced to silver just a few days ago. And it's not that Nancy and Marty set the record for the longest route to get there. No, it's the journey. And whether it happens in the first month or it takes 24 years, it's irrelevant because the timing was perfect. And that's what Nancy brought up yesterday. And she said, so this is great for me because I can qualify faster to ensure I'm going to reach the maximum commission level. Exactly. Because now all of that customer volume that she's been generating typically month after month after month for the last several years, when we switched to the customer-centric model in 2015, the point value is increased. Therefore, it's easier. So it's a win-win for all of us, and I don't see the negative in that. Does it affect you getting paid more on the same volume? No, not really, because the commissional volume hasn't changed. However, and this is what Nancy pointed out to me, and I kind of already knew it, however, and this is why I got excited about it over a month ago, when the Platinums and above were told that this is one of the things Neutron's going to change. The simplicity of it is we meet those benchmarks faster now, 25% or 20% faster, again, depending on your counting ability and which way you punch the numbers on the calculator. It's a boost. And so those of us who are silvers and golds, our benchmark requirement every month, our quota, basically, is 1,500 personal group volume points. Our customers, our own purchases, and our consultants, directs, and executives underneath of us, the sooner we hit the 1,500 points, which if it's customer volume, it's going to accumulate faster. And we'll hit 1,500, therefore we'll get the maximum payout. Which, by the way, if you're silver and above, that's the highest earning potential, period. Once you hit silver, this is why we really, really need to encourage our people. If they're serious about wanting to generate income and build a business and create a residual flow of income from Neutron, get to silver as fast as possible. Because you're going to get up to 20% on top of the customer commissions every single month. So once you hit that 1,500 points as a silver or gold, then you're locked in. And if you don't, it's a 5% deduction, basically. It's 15%. But again, that's the target goal, and we can do that faster. And then, of course, as a platinum above, it's 1,000 points. So we got a question or a comment. Go ahead.
Oh, Vance, this is Elaine in Provo, and we do have snow, and it's gorgeous. So I'm not jealous. So Dave Johnson often says, you know, the person that you'll become in 5 years is the books you read and the people you're with, which you talked about with your daughters. And so anyway, the book that I am reading right now is a book by Robert Quinn called Deep Change. It was recommended to me by someone in Neutron. And my comment here is that he's talking about most companies, and I was very surprised at this. Most companies say they want to change, but then they really, really don't want to. They don't want to do the things deep down that create a solid company. And I was surprised that he said that. And as I read, I thought, that does not describe Neutron. Neutron is all about change. Neutron is all about doing the right things at the root. And I just love having Kasuga as our president.
Well, and Elaine, you bring up a valid point here, because let me just throw open up a can of worms here real quick. Let's talk about the Kins and Vital Balance. And Luis Kasuga did a beautiful job of illustrating this exact point you bring up about deep change. If we're willing to have a better future with anything, okay, you can pick any topic, but when it comes to nutrition, Neutron's new philosophy, their new motto or mantra is we make it nutritious, you make it delicious. There are people, even Nancy Cahy herself pointed out, she said, I don't really like the flavor of the chocolate. It's kind of gritty. It's kind of, and I said, wow, I love it. But in my mind, I've only had it a couple times by itself. I always add organic peanut butter powder and chia seeds. Those are the two staples that when I have it, and it's wonderful. Mixed with water, it's great, and I let the chia seeds break down a little bit. But I asked her point blank yesterday while we were meeting, and I said, hey, by the way, what's the status on the vanilla? Because all of us who want it, I got ours in our auditorship order that arrived earlier this week before I left home, and I went, score. But soon thereafter, I don't know how soon thereafter, but it was out of inventory. Well, it's because Neutron understands the concept of deep change, and if there's research out there, if they've discovered a better formulation nutritionally to make it better, then you'd be kind of foolish not to, especially if we can keep it in the same price points or close to. And that's the beauty of it. So what she explained to me was simply this, that they always try their best to look at how many are sold on a month-to-month basis and then say, okay, let's not order any more of the old version when we've got the new formulation coming, and let's do the best we can. And sometimes they miss. And all of us, if we've been around long enough, we know that, oh, man, why did it take them so long, you know, forever? Yeah, it'd be great if, but how many of us would do this in our own home? Say, okay, we'll just eat the old version and just throw it away when, you know, you got a new version right here. We'll just throw away all the old stuff, and that way nobody will be without. We wouldn't do that in our own home. We do it all the time when we purchase something, when the old is still perfectly fine. It's great, but when you have the newer version right there, again, pick a product that we've all used. You tend to use up the old stuff even though the new version has been introduced. Again, a flip phone, that's not a good example, so we can't do that one. But there's lots of other ways. And I have that book as well. It's sitting on my reading pile, and I pick it up, and I thumb through it, and I read a little bit more. It's very convicting. And Elaine, I appreciate you bringing it up as an example. But that's the latest, by the way. That's a kind of an updated news announcement on the vanilla Tens and Vital Balance.
The vanilla won't come out for March.
Yeah. So we're going. So we have a delay. So you have to. I apologize. They'll do their darndest to go back to the manufacturer and put a rush in and say, hey, can we, you know, one of Addie's phrases in our family is beef it up, you know, pick up the pace, you know, see how quick you can make it. They will do what they can. All right. And I know some of us are going to be like, oh, what are we going to do? You know, until then, I didn't order accordingly. Or we may have to switch over to the chocolate. You do what you have to do. And, but again, don't fall into that complain mode, if I can challenge you with that. Because these type of changes, they're always for the better. And we have no idea how much we're going to sell a particular product when a new one is about to be introduced. So, other clarifications, comments, questions on this topic?
Hey,
go ahead, Julie.
So with the changes, which is great for us, the changes were made on January 2nd, later in the day. So those of us like me who had orders that go in on the 1st and 2nd, my orders went in before the changes were made. So I've let them know that my account needs to be adjusted. They still have not done that. So anyone who had orders that went through before the volume changes were made, you need to make sure that Mika knows they need to adjust your points, because it'll make a huge difference. Like I added up, I was over $100 short with the difference between what we used to get and what we get now as a silver. That's $20 more bonus in my pocket. So I think it's a huge raise for us for the year that they're doing that, and it's awesome. I have a couple new people, so it's going to get them where they want to go faster. So, but I just wanted to make sure that everyone who needs to know, if you had orders go in on those days before the volume was changed, that you want to have it corrected so that you get credit and your people also.
Now, those of us who might be multitasking, I'm doing that right now. I'm watching Saturday morning traffic on Interstate 5 start to build up and slow down, so it's kind of distracting to me a little bit. But what Julie is saying, listen very carefully, if you had auto ship orders or if you had a customer place an order on January 1st or 2nd, sometime on the 2nd is when they flip the switch to the new system that we have now. So if this doesn't apply to you, if you didn't have a customer order go in, or you ordered something retail like on the 3rd or the 4th of January, it doesn't apply to you. But if you had a customer order or you placed an order, and I want to address that real quick too. Why on earth would you place an order retail? Okay, let me address that question in just a second here. But what Julie's reminding us is if we had customer orders or retail orders go through prior to the switch getting flipped on January 2nd, call Meakin, okay? Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the West Coast, or maybe it's 4 p.m., I can't remember. But anyways, hit option number 4 to get into customer service, and they will take your ID number, and they will look into it, and they will pass the note on to the accounting, the commissions department, to make sure that gets adjusted, and they'll go through and modify it. It's that simple. It's not a big deal.
I just sent an email to distributor relations.
Okay.
And they back to me and fix it.
Yeah, and I've been working with Marissa Gonzalez, who has been with Meakin for quite some time. We spoke yesterday while I'm sitting on the beach grounding, and I said, oh, and I'm watching Addie run through the surf, and of course she said she wasn't going to go swimming, but yeah, as a dad, put her in the swimsuit because you know she's going to get soaking wet anyways. And we had a great time. But while I was enjoying watching that, I'm talking to Marissa about another issue. She said, okay, Vance, yeah, I need to follow up with that, and I will let you know. So, again, we have to do our part to enable them to do their part. It's the same philosophy I've adopted. You know, there's nothing magical about Meakin products, and I've always said that. But what I've adapted to, the change I've in my verbiage, is Meakin products simply help the body help itself. That's all. No medical terminology in that one. But let me go back to the other point that... Julie, what was that other point that I just mentioned? Oh, why would we place a retail order underneath of our own ID number? Why would we do that? That seems kind of silly to pay more, because as a licensed business consultant, we can get the products at a reduced rate. Why would we place a retail order? Well, it's quite simple. Is if you want to pay more to hit the qualification point faster, you can do that. You're going to get a commission on it the following Friday, and you're paying more in taxes because you're going to get the 1099 that Meakin sends to you, or if you have an LLC or an S corp, when you print out the commissions, it's going to be higher, and so you're going to end up paying more taxes. However, the write-offs are more, so it's kind of, you know, tomato, tomato. You're all talking about the same thing. But again, we go back to the point volume. If you're in your, let's say, your second month of qualification, and you had, let's say, 3,000 points on your track to silver, and you've got two consultants or more underneath of you, and then the second month, you're falling a little bit short, and you want to... you hadn't purchased the waterfall yet to add to your wellness home. Well, if you want to get a little bit more points to push you up over the top, order at retail. You can do that. It's perfectly fine. Any business owner will do that and run something through their business. It's perfectly legit. Any CPA will tell you this. You're not doing anything wrong. It's not even a gray area. But you can do this. Would I recommend doing it month after month after month? No, I wouldn't. That's just my personal take on it. But if you want to, and I have an email from Luis Casuga to justify or to back me up on this one, and it simply says, no, consultants need to order their products wholesale. But if you want to, you can. Again, you have to use your best judgment on it. I wouldn't do it every month because you're building false volume. Okay, I'm sitting right outside of a car dealership, and I'm looking at, you know, prices on vehicles that are in the windows, and this is a new car dealership. The goal is to get real legit customers. It's not to sell vehicles to their employees at a substantially discounted rate. That's not what you want. You want real customers, and we can do this. We can. It's about getting out there. And by the way, on that note, I just saw the email come through this morning, came through last night. I don't remember Leo's last name, but this is, again, another change that's been implemented. The short version, many of you are familiar with Leo up in Canada. There's a video on YouTube right now that should be posted everywhere amongst the Nikanites. But here's a gentleman 3 years ago who was very frustrated. And the long version, very short, he developed a simple system using emails to follow up with people, not even using social media, just using emails. Because our target audience in our age category, they're probably still using emails to correspond and to get information and read things that they subscribe to. But the bottom line is this. Leo developed a system and added a huge, in the last 3 years, added a huge number of customers to his organization and consultants. And as a result, he made Team Kaizen just a couple weeks ago, by the way, along with Elaine Connolly. And she will be with us in a couple weeks from today, sharing some of the simple things she did. But all those emails are available in a folder. I would highly recommend watching the YouTube video to see what Leo has done. There's lots of ways. There's lots of ways to, for example, eat an apple. Our family takes the slicer and, you know, pushes it down on the cutting board or in the sink and slices it into wedges. Boom, it's done. After you wash it, of course. Some people like to peel it and eat it that way. Some people like to slice it in half. Some people like to just eat it whole. My point is this. When change occurs, we can complain or we can seek understanding. Let's seek understanding and say, hey, how do we maximize this? Well, Leo has developed a really simple, and it's available for anybody and everybody. You need to, and I'm going to have to look up the email address, you need to write a note. It's not sent out to the masses, but all you need to do is write a note to, via email, by the way, and ask Dennis for it. Okay, Dennis Williams took the time to translate these emails from French to English. And I suppose if you want them still in the original French, that Leo is his mother tongue, you can get them in French if you want. But English is more commonly spoken. Dennis Williams at Reagan.com is Dennis's email address. And again, write it down. The name, Dennis Williams. No fancy or intricate way of spelling it, just like it normally would be, at Reagan.com. And that's Reagan.com. 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 Send him a note and say, I would like the file with Leo's letters. I just sent him an email this morning and asked him the same thing. They'll send you the file. It's all in a Microsoft Word document. I'm sure we can get that translated to other, like, PDF format, which is what I'm going to use. And then we just copy and paste. We insert the person's name into it. All the work's been done. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, folks. So it's there.
Vance, I'm confused.
Say it ain't so, Nancy. Please.
I thought that by placing a wholesale order, I would get the full points of retail. Is that true or no?
That is not true.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm glad that was clarified this morning.
Hey, and I'm Nancy, by the way, congratulations on achieving silver. I don't think I've had the opportunity to say that to be a live conference call.
Thank you.
And I'm glad that someone like you and I can have this conversation, because it's great when we can say, ooh, I didn't know that. No harm, no foul. It's not a big deal. It's like, oh, okay, you can teach an old dog new tricks, and I'm not calling you or even myself an old dog. No, not at all. But, yeah, there's a lot of interpretation on, well, how should we place orders? Because 4 years ago, when we switched to a customer-centric model, the one we have now, in November 1st, 2015, when Nikan, what was the word we used? They basically strategically priced all of our products. Our Nikon Magflex used to be $90. It had been $90 since I joined in 1992. That was the customer price. They dropped it down to 50. Now it's at 61. So it's still a huge savings. And I know my friend Steve Schaberly, as a customer, he bought one of those years ago at $90. Or maybe he joined as a consultant, I can't remember, and got the wholesale cost, which was 72. But the bottom line is this, yeah, you're going to get the point volume for whatever you pay for. So if you pay the customer price, that's the point volume you're going to get.
So then, I was going to ask how we would know before we hit the button that says put it through how many points we have. So it's whatever the total cost of our order is, correct?
Prior to shipping and sales tax.
Right. And that's for customer or wholesale consultant.
Correct.
Okay.
So again, we have the option. I typically, when I log into Nikon's back offices that we call the webpage as a consultant, if I'm looking at the products or going to place an order, I typically click the retail button because that way, those are the prices I want to have embedded into my brain. That way I don't slip. You can talk to any business owner when they're moving a product. And I could talk sheet metal all day long, but I won't, okay? But I know what the cost is of a lot of different products that my brother and I market or provide or services. But I don't memorize, and I don't really want to remember what the profit margin is, because that's a really bad thing to have in my brain. I don't look at people as profit margins. I look at them as customers, and we're providing a service for them. Well, Nikon is the same way. So I still don't have all the prices memorized for the insoles, but things like the Magflex, I do. Things like the Waterfall, the Kinko Ground, these are simple items that it doesn't take much to memorize them. And I learned that from, I can see his face, I can see the couple. And he ran for years a mechanic shop, and he encouraged us to memorize as many of the products to cut what the customer pays as possible. Because again, that's what, as Nancy just brought up, that's the point volume that will be awarded on it. And I want to apologize here, because here we're 41 minutes past the hour, and I'm not apologizing for the length of time to discuss this. But there's many other changes that Nikon implemented. Regarding Team Tai Chi, Team Kaizen, one of the big ones, and again, when you look at those, and I would encourage you, I would challenge you, as I'm looking at those, going, what's it going to take for Vance and Stacy Rogers to be part of Team Kaizen again? I'm raising the bar, because I've set some pretty big goals for us for 2020, and we're working towards them. But the biggest one is that Nikon is now required for those two positions, 50% of the volume comes from customer points. So again, what Nancy's bringing up is that, if I want to work towards that, I may want to order. And again, when I say that, some people are going, how can you even suggest that? Well, I am. If that's your target, we have to build real customer-driven businesses. Because creating false volume will end up no different than those who, 3 years, coming up on 3 years ago, it was 3 years ago in September, the consultants or the distributors of Herbalife, Vima, and AdvoCare. Herbalife came through okay after paying $200 million settlement. AdvoCare, they have no more distributors. They completely nuked them all. And then Vima is no longer in existence. So those are three companies in our industry that were doing a lot of things completely shady. Unfortunately, there are companies today that are still doing the same thing. They front load, they order a lot of fictitious volume. They place orders underneath people to get orders. And again, I do some of this kind of stuff, but wow. Give you a quick example, and I haven't made contact with her this week. A new customer of ours, actually older, but for some reason she was never registered as a customer. She wanted two bracelets. And I said to her, I said, do you mind? Because I need a new flex. Mine, Addie taped it back together with masking tape. And I've lost it someplace in our house. But I always keep a spare on hand. But that's so I have one in my go bag so I can show people. And so I'm wearing now my spare, but I ordered a replacement. And I ordered it. I included it in underneath my new customer Carol's order. Why? All she ordered was two bracelets, and she's going to write me a check. That's the way she wanted to do it. She didn't want to give me her credit card. And I said, no problem. I like the points. Well, I'm Southwest, or you pick the credit card, Disney. It doesn't matter. Whatever credit card you use. I placed the order for her. I added a flex to it, and I said, when it arrives, I will call you. I didn't. I don't have her phone number in my phone, which is my mistake. I will call her. I'll go pick it up from her. Now, if she's not local, I really wouldn't want to do that because that's too much work on her part. Or if she's not local and I needed to combine something with her order. And again, this is a lot of extra work. However, my reasons for doing it, keeping my eye on the prize, any new customer through the end of January, this was a three-month incentive. This is, again, one of the changes that you can implement. Any new customer that in the time of their account being created, again, verbiage change, don't call it a registered or preferred customer registration like I used to. I just say, well, let's create an account for you to get you connected to NECAN. I created the account. I placed the order for the two bracelets. I added a MagFlex to it, paid for it on my credit card, shipped to her address. She lives just right up the road from us. I'll go pick up the flex. We, in turn, for the New York City convention, that event coming in April, we got 1,000 points, or 1,000 miles, excuse me, for that. 12,000 miles, we get a free convention ticket. So, is it a gray area? Is it shady? I suppose. However, she's a bona fide new customer. She's going to order more. Why? I sent her the 12-minute grounding video. And I said, I'd like to talk to you about this. She was familiar with the concept. And I said, Carol, it's cold right now. I don't think you want to run around outside barefoot. No, I wouldn't want to do that. She said, well, here you can do it. You and Hank can do it from the comfort of your home. She liked that. She was open to that. But what she wanted first was the bracelets. We can do the same thing with anything else. It's just a matter of listening to the customer and finding out what they want. So, any other thoughts, comments, questions on this topic? I want to make sure everybody's pretty clear on it. If there's any questions, *6 on your phone line.
Oh,
go ahead. Yep, go for it.
Oh, so
you got, hey, Verl, before you ask your question or make your comment, you got to get closer to the phone so everybody can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
There we go. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah. Do they still print the catalogs? It was supposed to be
$10 for
$19.
Yes. At magneticleaders.com. Not from NECAN. NECAN's not in the printing business. It was something they chose not to do, which is fine. Again, we need to adapt and say, okay, that's their choice. Don't get upset about it. Because if you want to go back 15 years ago when NECAN still had a magazine, well, they don't have a magazine anymore because they just don't. We have this thing called a NECAN. Yeah, we don't have a magazine. We don't have catalogs. All that stuff is online. That's where the majority. We have to adapt to where the majority of people are. Yes, if you want a regular bricks and mortar catalog, I use them. They're great. Lots of people still like to thumb through them and look at the pictures, read about them.
More up-to-date, accurate information is on the website, but magneticleaders.com is the website. That's Dave and Dolly Johnson's website. You can get a packet of 10, as Burl said, for $19. And I don't know if that includes shipping or not, but again, it's all on the website. And I don't think the phone number's there. Go ahead, Burl.
You don't have a phone number for him.
I don't. I don't talk to Laura again. When I made the decision months ago to be part of the Layton Summit that's coming up in less than a month now, I just simply jumped on magneticleaders.com, clicked on events, and what was it, maybe 45 seconds later, I had my ticket. It's that simple. It's just like ordering stuff on Amazon if you use Amazon or some of the other sites. Once you have I don't even think I had an account created, I can't remember, but it's very, very simple to do. And very fast. Any other questions, comments? And otherwise, we'll wrap it up. As I did mention that next Saturday, there are several people who couldn't be available last Saturday, and they will be next Saturday, to share some of the how-tos. Leo's Letters, as I'm calling them, is a simple how-to build your NECAN business, or how-to achieve the goals or the targets that we decided. Not a resolution, don't believe in those, but the revolutionists that we are, the goals, the targets that we set, some of the how-tos and some of the ideas and some of the ways people are already doing that. And I've had several conversations with people who are already doing it. And I think it will help. I know it will help us gain a little bit more insight in how to achieve some of these goals in the five pillars of wellness that we're hoping to do. So next Saturday they'll be with us, and then 2 weeks from today, Elaine Connolly will be with us sharing how she literally, at the midnight hour, made Team Kaizen. And this is a huge accomplishment. Elaine is if I double-check, I want to make sure, she might be a gold by now, but I thought she was a silver. So, and that's huge in itself, because all of us at any rank, you obviously want to be silver, and you're going to get there when you're building the requirements for Team Kaizen. But she'll be with us in 2 weeks. And then again, once Nancy Cosman says yes, I'd like to have her share her journey. Some of the things, and what got her into NECAN, because she's got a wonderful story. So, Nancy, I'm putting you on the spot in 3 weeks from today. So get ready, because I think you'll be available, and if not, we'll regroup. But if there's not any other questions or comments, I want to say thank you to Elaine Brewster, and to Julie Clark, and to Nancy Cosman, and finally to Verl for bringing up these things. These are things that we all, little questions, and some of us may think, oh, yeah, I already knew the answer to that. Okay, well, when they keep coming up, that means we're still addressing questions and comments. There's lots more that can be shared. And it's always best via a live conference call. I do want to encourage everybody, again, let's get it in on the recording again. If you're not taking advantage of and utilizing the sizzle calls that happen every single day, Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, at 6:30 Mountain, 7:30 Central, and 8:30 out on the East Coast, the sizzle calls, they're 10 minutes in length, 10 to 12 minutes, hosted by a different person every day. They're really, really good. And then two other calls I want to point out. On Tuesday evenings, we moved the I Can Attitude call to 5:30 p.m. We bumped it up by a half an hour. That's our facilitation call. And feel free, if you want to eavesdrop and hear what we're doing with that program, it's absolutely amazing. This is my 13th time going through it, so I've now reached a baker's dozen. So maybe it'll stick. No, I'm going to keep doing it because it's so good. And Tuesday night, so at 5:30, we do the facilitation of that. And you'll hear lots less of Vance, because we have some amazing leaders that are going through it, and they will be facilitating the call. And we're into lesson number 2,
And all those lessons are on SaturdayAMLive.com. If you want to participate, I really encourage you to let me know so I can assign you to a business buddy and make sure you get the reminder text of which lesson we're on and all that. It's absolutely free, but you just need to reach out to me via email or send me a text. And then the reason why we changed the time on that, just an FYI, is Ruth Williams is doing her light program, okay, on Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. West Coast time. And if you don't have the information for that, let me know. Reach out to me. I don't know if Steve has it posted on SaturdayAMLive.com or not, but that's a Zoom presentation. You really do need to see the chart for that. This program, LIGHT, it's an acronym. Some would refer to it as a weight loss program. I would say you're discounting it tremendously if you call it just that. It's so much more than a weight loss. It's a weight reduction. It's a weight elimination. It is a weight management program utilizing what Neekin's given us with the Kenzen Vital Balance, the other products, and it's a mindset change. It's setting goals and charting and following up and having an accountability group that will do just that, hold you accountable. So it's an excellent program. I've not gone through it myself. I achieved my target weight. I'm actually less than what I weighed in high school. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I love getting comments from people asking me if I'm sick. Yes, I've been sick since I was born. Okay. You know, we can't go back to our mom's womb, but once we come out of that, you're going to get exposed. Yeah. So no, I'm not sick. Sorry for those of you who thought that I'm being a little bit excessively silly. The point is this. Our population is sick. As a Frito-Lay truck drives by right now, that company has really, owned by PepsiCo, Frito-Lay, they're all one and the same, so they now produce the beverages and the junk to go hand in hand to get us addicted to it. It used to be good food for the fun of it. That used to be the motto, and it's adapted over the years. And I watch these things, the whole motto in there. Advertising campaigns. Now it's just good fun. Good fun. So there's no real food involved anymore. And some of you have heard me rant. And I say that because when you have a program like the LIGHT program that Ruth Williams is leading, this is for all of our benefit. And not only ours, but for our customers. Learning how to be all things to all men and women so that we may, why? We might save some. We might be able to target some. And there's lots of people out there that are still struggling with this area. And when we have an answer for them, like the Kenzen Vital Balance, it's so simple. You combine that with the cleanse and detox. Again, so, so simple. I feel it's cheating. I really do, because it's affordable when you look at the cost of everything else. It's just truly wonderful, and there's so many different variations that we can utilize with it. So, ybhurton.biz, by the way, the letter is Y, the letter B, HURTN.biz. ybhurton.biz is Dennis and Ruth's website. And they have all of this stuff posted there. But as Carol Cosby just sent me a text, if you can't find it or if you struggle or whatever, just pop me an email or a text, and I'd be happy to get it to you. Okay? If you're in the Rogers organization and you respond to the email that you get that I send out to my parents' Neekin account, don't respond to that because that'll get lost in my mom's many, many thousands of emails. I'll give you both my contact information to make it really simple. My cell phone number is area code 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. Email address, D as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS, vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's vsrogers995@gmail.com. And let me know if I can help in any way get you connected to some of these resources, because they're out there and they're truly wonderful. And on that note, traffic on the Interstate 5 here in Santa Ana, or La Mirada is where we are, has completely backed up. It's so beautiful. This is one of those many reasons why people that live in sunny Southern California, their life pretty much exists in a 20 mile radius, because they just don't like to set on an interstate/parking lot. It's quite an amazing thing. But it is beautiful weather-wise down here. But, of course, I'm bundled up in a blanket sitting in a car right now. But thank you again, everybody. Hopefully this has been beneficial to you. I look forward to chatting with you and helping in any way, shape, or form that I can. Again, take advantage of the Nikan Sizzle calls. And I'm going to give you the phone number for those so that Leo LeMay, by the way, thank you, Gary, for his last name. Leo LeMay up in Canada. And I want to give you the phone number. I've never done this, and I'm looking for it, and why can't I find it? Hang on 1 second.
Is it a 218 number, Vance?
I'm looking, and I should have it right here, because I got the email yesterday, and I got the text yesterday. I'm looking at my text messages. Oh, there it is. Sorry. We got another one from Dave this morning. That's why I couldn't find it. I was looking for yesterday. Here's the phone number for the Sizzle call that happens Monday through Friday. Area code 385-799-9490. Area code 385-799-9490, and there's no code or nothing that we have to put in. And that's the same number, by the way, for the call that commences. No, I'm sorry, that's not the same number. But Ben Woodward is on right now on Dave Johnson's call talking about goal setting. What most people get wrong in goal setting and how to get it right. Ben Woodward is on right this second, so I'm going to tune out and go find out if my two daughters are still sleeping, and they're going to go play. And I think we're going to the Hollywood Boulevard today. So anyways, that, if you, I don't know how to respond. Well, I know how to do it. Oh, here's a way to get these texts. If you don't text, I apologize, but here's a way to get these texts. And you can get them directly from Dave Johnson, okay? Write this phone number down, send Dave a text, actually it'll go to Lori, his assistant, and the phone number is area code 208-469-4374, again 208-469-4374, and that's a cell phone. You can send them a text and say, hey, please add me to the text list, and then you'll get these notices every day for the Sizzle call. We usually get them about 3 hours in advance notice, so I know exactly who is on the call, who's hosting, and who the guest is. Yesterday, it was Shauna Fluharty, shared some amazing Nikan stories. I sent it to a prospect, she's not even a customer yet, and said, hey, this would be a good call to jump on. And so she responded with a thumbs up, and a happy face, an emoji, so I don't know if she got on it or not. I'll find out when I follow up with her. But it makes it really fun. I pass on the information, I leave it in her hands, and then I follow up. It's that simple and easy. So, on that note, thank you again. Yeah, hang on 1 second.